Flagstaff, Arizona. Somebody still has training camp up there. Yes, I'm still bitter and jealous, I admit.
Salsa Brava. La Fonda's. Two of the finest Mexican restaurants you're ever going to find, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. That's what I said.
All that beer at Beaver Street and you want to waste your time over there?
No, are you kidding
me? Come on.
Man? Are you kidding
Come on. It's about the beer.
Right, Bernsie? It's about the beer.
Give me the burrito.
Kellen Olson is on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, Empire of the Suns, ArizonaSports.com, and he will be covering Suns training camp for us. Kellen, are you in the Cool Pines or are you just sitting on your couch and you haven't left yet?
I'm packing as we speak, procrastinating as always, Doug. I'll be up there soon.
So, you know, right out of the chute, Salsa Brava or La Fonda's? Where are you going?
Ooh, man, this is a tough call. Can I say both, not to offend anyone? No, I can make a choice. I'll say the latter. The latter's fine.
You're going to go with La Fonda's. Okay, yeah, not a bad choice there.
Yeah, the answer was Beaver Street, actually. Okay, number one, is there any truth that the NBA has changed the schedule and the Sixers and Suns will play more than twice this year?
Wouldn't they love that? Yeah. Isn't it pretty cool to have not only a number one pick, but already have him have a signature rival before he's even stepped on the court? Right. It's pretty neat.
But he did finally take the high road. Did you get the feeling at Media Day that the high road was taken by DeAndre Ayton in the attack ads that he has, the attack comic strips that he has against Joel Embiid? Was that a coaching decision, a GM decision, or was that DeAndre Ayton backing up a little bit? What do you think?
I think he's just really smart. He's kind of picking his spots a little bit, if I'm being honest. I think he just knows that once he starts putting up the numbers in the league a little bit, let's say they have the Sixers on the schedule and he's put up 20 and 10 the last five games, he can say, oh, Joel better be ready because I'm coming. You can look at my stats lately, I'm on fire. But he can't say anything right now, just like he said, because he hasn't stepped on the court, while Joel Embiid has been one of the most impressive young big men we've seen in the league in quite a long time. So I just thought it was really smart from him, and I didn't really sense it coming from somewhere else, but at the same time, it could have. But I just really liked the maturity that he showed yesterday.
No, I totally agree with that. I really do, because this is a man's league. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
The NBA out there, DeAndre Ayton, and for Joel Embiid to come out and say he's going to get his butt kicked, and he said it a lot more harsh than that right there. I mean, honestly, this is a situation. I didn't expect that right there. But this is a situation where I like it, because it challenges him. And I agree with you, Kellen. I thought he responded to it very, very well. But what else was the buzz out at Media Day yesterday?
Well, the biggest storyline had to be that the team still doesn't really have a starting caliber point guard. Sure, they do have point guards on their roster, but by far their most experienced point guard right now is Isaiah Cannon, who has over 200 games of NBA experience. But that experience has come as really a third or fourth guard off the bench and someone a team needs in case a couple injuries come up, like his role was on the Suns last year. The next most experienced guy is Shaquille Harrison, who played under 30 games last year, and then they have two second-round picks. So obviously, the need for a point guard is still there. The Suns have said they're still exploring trade options. But for training camp to come up today and that point guard to still not be there, after Ryan McDonough said the three-year rebuilding process is over, they're ready to move on and win, it's hard to do that without a good point guard, and they don't have one right now.
Kellen Olson, Empire, the Suns reporter. You can read his stuff at ArizonaSports.com, getting ready to go to Flagstaff to cover Suns training camp 2018. You mentioned it. That was the most shocking thing. The two most shocking things of any NBA media day were Kawhi Leonard trying to crack jokes and act like he's a comedian.
Yeah.
And number two is any general manager declaring a rebuild over and it's time to win. I mean, that's starting a timer on your own tenure and say, okay, now judge me, it starts now. I thought that was unbelievably gutsy to say it for his standings. I think it was a mistake, because you don't go to a season without a point guard and then declare the rebuild is over. Were you taken aback by that, Kellen? Were other guys in the media going, whoa, was that as big as I thought it was?
I actually wasn't, just because it's something that they have been saying for the past 12 to 18 months about how they want to start winning with how good Devin Booker has been in his first 3 years. And the reality is McDonough has two seasons left on his contract anyway, so that clock is actually running out. So he can actually be real. And and talk about it in that way, because that's actually what's happening behind the scenes. He only has two seasons left, and this is a season where the Suns, if they're looking at another 25, 26, 27 win total, they're going to have to drastically, drastically improve the next season in order for Ryan McDonough to keep his job, in my opinion. I think the Suns need to win somewhere around 40 games for him to be safe, and that's a tough ask right now with what we just mentioned at point guard. And, oh, yeah, Devin Booker might not be ready for opening night either. A good thing to have happening right now.
But, you know, with the expectation, once again, that they're going to win. They want to be the most improved team in the league, right? I mean, I think that is their goal right there. And if, in fact, that is the case, and you don't have an experienced point guard, what does that say to you, Kellen? What does it say to you? Obviously, there's got to be another shoe that's going to drop here, right?
It's just an awkward spot the Suns have put themselves in, and that's the whole point there, is that the Suns put themselves in this spot. But what it says to me the most is what they thought about Brandon Knight. They shipped him out without any other plan at point guard at the moment, and the reporting from John Gamadoro and others has been that they're looking to ship out second-round picks here and there, and other teams are going into their training camps going, we're not just giving up a second-round pick for one of our point guards. We'll take a first, we'll take a good player, a better pick, something like that. But the Suns are trying to get a low-cost point guard, and those just don't really exist at this time in the season. And to me, that just speaks to how they felt about Brandon Knight and how willing they were to let go of him without really another plan at the position.
See, to me, Kellen, it tells me that there's got to be something out there, that Ryan McDonough has a deal already in place. All he's got to do is agree to whatever deal that is. And I'm not saying they're not going to pay for it dearly. I think they probably will. But at this point right now, to come out and declare the rebuilding process is over, you know, you would think without a point guard, an experienced point guard, he must know there's something out there that's coming, correct?
Yeah, and I think it's just more of a shift in mentality now. They were asset collecting and just getting all of these guys, and we saw it during the draft, right? That Miami pick is very valuable, and they gave it up just to move up in the draft to get Mikal Bridges, and those types of aggressive moves are what we're going to see. It would not shock me to see someone like TJ Warren or even Josh Jackson on the move for one of those point guards, because like we said, the clock is ticking and they need to start winning now. And they have a logjam right now at small forward. Of course, they created that logjam themselves because of signing Trevor Ariza, but Ariza and Ryan Anderson are two players they really value. Both players yesterday talked about setting the tone and changing the culture. And I know that's something we're used to hearing at Media Day all the time, but these guys have a proven track record of winning across the league, including their recent years in Houston. If there was ever a year to really buy it, it would be this year, just because of, like I said, the track record of those two players the past couple of years in the league.
Just listening to Kellen Olsen, let me say one thing, because I know Ryan McDonough, diehard fan of the show. Don't trade Josh Jackson!
No!
Unless you're trading him for Josh Jackson to come play corner for the Arizona Cardinals. Okay, thank you, Kellen. Have a good trip.
Man, I'd rather take the corner over the point guard, if I'm being honest.
Josh
Jackson out of Iowa and the one out of Kansas. Good to talk to you. There's Kellen Olsen. Read his stuff at arizonasports.com as he covers for Empire of the Suns, and you'll always be able to get the inside scoop on Phoenix Suns basketball between him and Gambo. We've always got you covered there.